Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Hello, hello, my friend. This is the Business of Personal Brand Photography and welcome. My name is Paula Brennan. I'm your host and I'm so excited that you're listening here because this is my 50th episode. And so I decided that I wanted to try and come up with something that was interesting to celebrate this momentous occasion for me because let me tell you, when I started this podcast over a year ago, I didn't think I'd be getting to 50 episodes, to be honest with you. I knew I had a lot to say, but I didn't know I had quite so much to say. So I'm very excited that we've made it here. And I thought what we could do was have a little bit of fun with today's episode, because I think that a lot of the time what is forgotten here is that really what personal branding is about helping to raise other people's profiles. I do talk about it a lot, but obviously I'm talking a lot about the business aspect as well. And so what I wanted to do today was just throw away all the business stuff and all of that kind of thing to the side and just have a little bit of fun and celebrate 50 different clients of mine. Because I think that a lot of the time when I'm talking to people is that they can get a little bit caught up in not believing that, you know, personal branding's for everybody, or that there's just not enough clients out there, or that the market might already be sort of saturated or filled. And I want to tell you, we are in the age of personal brand. It hasn't disappeared. In fact, it's only ramping up. And everybody from all walks of life need what we can do for them. And so today what I wanted to do was just raise up the profile of 50 great, fantastic clients that I've got to work with. Some of them once, some of them I've worked with nearly 8 times, 9 times. So I'm going to give you a quick cross section of what's possible for you and also celebrate these beautiful people that have trusted me to help them to bring their business and raise their profile up. So I'm very excited. So let's jump in, shall we? So my first client I wanted to mention is Tracy, who is a Pilates instructor, owner of Tensegrity Studio, and she has actually done something quite remarkable. So Tracy is an incredible force. She recognized that there was a little bit of the holes in the system of the way Pilates was being taught in Australia, and she wants to raise the bar. So she's gone and created her own programs. But not only that, she's gotten them fully accredited. So this process took her a few years to do, alongside of running her own studio and teaching her students how to teach Pilates, but she has kept an exceptional level and standard, and there are literally hundreds of students every year now coming through her courses, probably thousands, which are fully accredited and recognized by the Australian Health Associations. My next client, Alicia, is quite an interesting one. She's actually a period and menstrual coach. So she helps women to figure out their cycles, to help them to regulate their hormones, and also to be able to understand where they're going to get the most energy out of their bodies and the best time for them to function and to do different things by tracking and observing their periods. And she'll coach you through that process. My next beautiful client is Peter, who is a psychic medium. And best of all, not only does he know how to touch into people's loved ones and open connections for people, but he also now works in coaching for helping to people to have and live their best life in their present. So I love the fact that he can not only go back into the past and talk to people who may have left us, but he also helps people to move into their future as well. My next client that I wanted to mention is Roz, and she is the owner of multiple IGAs here in Australia, which means that they're like an independent grocery store for those of you who are listening overseas. So not only did she stop at one, but I think she's owning now about six or seven of them in my local area, and she's forever expanding. But the thing I love about Roz is that not only is she really passionate about supporting local grocers and local produce within her businesses, but she also supports other small business owners as well. She chairs up a lot of different communities, and she also was the president of a local women's business group as well. So she's always giving back into the community, and that's why I wanted to give her a little nod today. My next beautiful client is Tasha, and she is a personal stylist who helps people to be the celebrity of their own world. Now, she also works alongside of her husband, Carmody, who is another client of mine that I'd like to mention, who is a world-famous hairdresser. Now, these two guys have worked in massive fashion campaigns across the world, and they both moved back to Australia just before COVID hit. But alas, they're both taking off again, heading back to New York, so I wish them well. But that's a phenomenal career to have had, where he's won Hairdresser of the Year numerous times, and together these two are just a powerhouse. Time now to give a little special mention to Melina D, who is my makeup artist who I love to work with. And Melina not only is an epic makeup artist with years of experience, she also now teaches online courses and in-person workshops to be able to help women who are over 40, who are just sort of, you know, maybe stuck in their old ways doing their makeup. And she helps them to bring their look into the now and helps to modernize what they're doing, but also helps to simplify the way that they can do their makeup so that everybody feels beautiful and confident every time they leave their house. Next person on my list is Ben, who goes by the pseudonym The Financial Bloke. Now, Ben is an accountant and financial advisor, and he actually works specifically with just people who work in rural businesses. So the likes of the big farm owners and those sorts of industries here in Australia, he works with those sorts of businesses to make sure that they've got their finances in order. My next beautiful soul is Zara, who is a spiritual healer who helps her clients to live a better life by connecting into other realms and helping them to transform the way that they live here on this earth. I was pretty impressed by Jackie, who's my next client I wanted to mention. She created a product line called Pimp My Cocktail. Now, these are shrubs that you can purchase that will literally pimp up your drinks, whether they're alcoholic or non-alcoholic. And she has a wicked little brand that makes a perfect gift for your friends and family when you don't know what else to purchase them. Now, I had to give a special mention to Victoria. She is a physio who helps people to rehabilitate their bodies after injury or stress. But she also works with her husband, Tom, who is a personal trainer. So two different clients here, but working together as well. They have a fantastic fitness studio here where I live on the Sunshine Coast. And Tom specializes really in helping people to live their best lives. And he loves to do this through breath, fire and ice workshops, as well as helping them to strengthen their body through personal training as well. Now, one of my cool VIPs is Cass, who is a mortgage broker. Now, I know what it's like to work with Cass because I'm actually her client too. She helped me to get my mortgages and my refinancing done because she's a specialist at working with small businesses. Because let's face it, sometimes the banks just don't want to look at small business. And Cass, she's your girl to help you to get out of that trouble with your mortgage coach. Next, I wanted to give a special mention to Hannah, who is a former city real estate agent, and she went on to write a book. So she's now an author and a coach as well, and she's currently traveling Australia in a van. So she's packed up her real estate agency, and she's now on the road, and she's coaching people from her van, and I just love that work ethic. Next up is a beautiful friend of mine, and she's also a client, Lisa. She is a huge digital marketer for LinkedIn over in the UK, and she is just an all-round exceptional person. And if you haven't seen her already, she's some beautiful photos of her walking around London that we captured together the last time I was there. Now, a special mention goes to Chris, who created Learning Made Easier. Now, this is a platform where she created tools to be able to help primary school teachers to better educate their students. So she's got so many different resources. She's a workhorse, this one, and I just love what she does because it's just so amazing what she's doing to try and help the next generation of kids to be really well informed and really well educated and set up for life. Next to the beautiful Kylie, who is a nutritionist who specializes in working with women in their 40s and their 50s to balance their health and their hormones through that phase that we all dread women, but it's the menopause and perimenopause. So she's a specialist solely in that area. Now, next up, I wanted to give special mention to the beautiful Eki. Eki helps people to design their homes to be exactly the haven that they've always dreamed of. She is a stylist. She has an amazing, exceptional eye, beautiful taste, and she's helped hundreds of clients to just really make their own space their own. Now, I love this little dynamic lady, Catherine. She is incredible. She owns numerous medical clinics here on the coast, GPs, and she helps and coaches other clinics as well and other medical centers to be able to operate more functionally. So she comes in with CRMs, she helps them to improve their systems, and she's just an all-round amazing, awesome woman. Oh, I have a special spot for Tanya. Tanya is the creator of a beautiful local chai tea company. She now exports that across the world, but it starts in her beautiful home and her own space down in Byron Bay in Australia. Next is a duo. I didn't want to do too many duos, but these two are definitely a pair with Cora and Naomi, who are just 20-somethings, but they're just like go-getters. They've both got full-time jobs, but they're actually recording and running a podcast made for women just like them, single women. And I just think it's awesome that these two girls have come together at such a young age to build such a huge platform. I wanted to give special mention to Yoko, who is an artist. She's also a feng shui practitioner, and she's an astrology teacher. So it's like a wicked combination, but I just wanted to give special mention because she's one of those multi-passionate entrepreneurs that I love working with. Next one I wanted to mention is Denise. Now, this woman is a complete powerhouse. She is a geneticist with a PhD. She's a nutritionist and she's a fitness professional as well. So what she really mostly focuses on is people with autoimmune diseases because her own mother and herself have both suffered from this. And so she is using all of her powers to help people to manage their diseases and to obviously to try and have the best quality of life that they can living alongside of these autoimmune diseases. Now, I love Gabby. She's come on numerous different photo shoots and retreats with us. And what she's really passionate about is helping people who want to live a plant-based life. So she does this with online courses. She's got a membership community and she really helps people to transition from carnivores to vegans in a fun way, but also in a really tasty way as well. Next client is beautiful Sandra, who was a hairdresser for many years. She's owned salons for 30 plus years, and she decided to go in and create her own organic hair care range. This is one that I think I need, and I've said this to her numerous times. Danielle is a virtual CFO. So for businesses who can't afford to bring in a chief financial officer, she behaves like one. So she's a VA who is a financial officer for multiple businesses. And I just think this is a great service for small businesses to be able to avail of without having to bring someone in-house. Beautiful Jess is a website and graphic designer, and she specifically works with people who are in a spiritual space. So she's kind of zoned in that's her zone of genius, and that's who she loves to work with. So that's who she specifically is designing and creating websites for. Grant is a local realtor who I photographed on a few different occasions. And Grant, regularly, I see his name out there in lights. He's regularly on the side of buses and with the photos that we've created. But he's also a winner of Agent of the Year numerous times. So he's used his own brand to be able to get himself some great exposure and then in turn look after more clients and win some awards along the way as well. I love Alex. She supports authors to be able to take their ideas from conception and bring them out in a way that makes sense and makes it like an irresistible read. And then she also takes it to the point of editing and production. So it's a great service for anybody who's thinking about writing a book. She's your girl to give you a hand. Now, Katie is a beautiful soul who has touched many people, but I wanted to talk today about one role that she's got, in that she's produced and created a beautiful TV show called Be That that's on a local Christian network. And it takes a tireless amount of effort for her to get the funding together, to get the talent together, and to be able to get like everything organized. And she's doing it single-handedly. So shout out to my good client, Katie. Next up, let's have a look at John Mark, because John Mark is a qualified accountant and a business coach. So he works mostly with like high-powered corporates and also with elite small businesses who really need to just make a move and take it to the next level. Aw, beautiful Prue and Sarah are from Sydney, and they've created a product called the Flat Out Bear. Now, if you guys haven't discovered this, it's this cute little flat koala bear, and there's a few other animals as well, but they're known worldwide by celebrities and mothers alike. And it's basically a little bear that becomes the toy that babies grow up with. So, you know, they have them from birth right through to, you know, a lot of kids still have them at 4 and 5 years old. And I'm sure that it's helped lots of mothers to have a good night's sleep, as well as get their babies settled when they're upset or in sort of distress. Beautiful product, Flat Out Bear. Now, next is Nat, who is the very talented Let Me Try Before You Buy lady on Instagram. For those of ladies who of certain sizes who might not want to go into change rooms, Nat will give you an honest appraisal of different clothes as she takes you into her wardrobe, tries on lots of different outfits, and gives you exact feedback on the fit, on the shape, on the comfort level, so that way you can purchase from your own home and you don't need to go into those nasty change rooms with that horrible light. Oh, beautiful Elle Marie. I love Elle Marie. She is the owner of 3 local boutiques, clothing boutiques, specifically for women who are probably maybe over about 40, 45 years old. Elle Marie has the 3 different shops, as I said, and now her daughter has actually come in to join her in the business too, which is super exciting. One of my beautiful VIPs, Paula, my namesake. Paula is the Bun Net Lady. So she is the creator, designer, and wholesaler of a huge range of accessories, styling accessories made solely for dancers. But particularly her signature is the bun nets that she's designed. I want to give a shout out to Di, who is a beautiful community leader, but she's also the owner of it is the largest distributed magazine where I live. So it's a local publication, has lots of local business news, lots of local community interest stories and stuff like that. And it's distributed to basically every single property where I live. So it's a huge, massive undertaking that they produce every single week. Let's have a look at Anna. Anna is the creator of The Elevatory. So they are a coaching business for women entrepreneurs who are specifically in the e-commerce space, and they're looking to take their business from 6 to 7 figures. Next up, I want to give a shout out to Simone. So Simone owns a beautiful local Pilates studio. It's a really gorgeous little space, and she takes great care of her clients in there alongside of her team as well. So we photographed not only her and her clients, but also her team teaching as well. Now, this lady deserves a huge hats off. Carmen has created her own non-profit organization that now supports training, it provides employment, it provides community, and it provides homes for so many people in my local area that have disabilities. She is incredible, and she has created a massive organization with such an amazing and beautiful team who do so much good work in this area. Next client I wanted to mention is Kirsten, who's client base is all totally in Austria and in Germany. And she mentors online businesses who are healers and transformation coaches. So these people who work in this online space, but within this specific genre and this specific area. And I love the fact that she's living in Australia and she's working really in Europe. You know, it's an amazing world that we live in, and these are the kind of people that I get to work with all the time. Let's have a little chat about Marianne, because she actually creates high-end luxury experiences for people who just want to take their travel to the next level. So she's pretty well connected. She can get you into some pretty cool spots that I think that you might not be able to find your own on the internet, and she takes care of everything. So all you need to do is show up and everything else is done for you. I know, I want this holiday. Oh, my beautiful friend, Katie, who you've probably seen a fair bit through my photos because I do regular shoots with Katie. She is a local beautician and she has a salon as well. Now, she's also created her own range of tanning products. We do live in the Sunshine Coast, but believe it or not, there are lots of people who still do tanning here. And so she's created her own line of products to support those people and, of course, to sell nationally as well. Now, this woman is incredible. I want to talk about Juanita, because Juanita, she really helps people to come out of their comfort zone to be able to craft speeches and give talks on massive, huge stages. So she is coaching speakers to speak on the kind of stages like those TEDx platforms, you know, the really big stages, but she really helps them to communicate their message and to have the courage and the confidence to just go for it. Let's talk now about Sam. She's a beautiful personal brand photographer and she's also a studio of mine, but I wanted to bring her up because yes, we do need photo shoots ourselves. We need branding images. And so Sam recognized that and had a photo shoot with me. Okay, I want to turn my attention now to Sharon. So Sharon's actually created courses to help people to become a loan processor. Now, don't know what that is? Well, it's somebody that will work below a mortgage broker and take a lot of the hassle out of their life. Her courses will teach somebody's VA or assistant to do all of that grunt work and the chug work that the brokers don't want to have to do themselves. Let's talk about Belinda. Belinda's an amazing stylist, but more so than that, she actually has a huge warehouse full of furniture and furnishings so that she can style people's homes to get them ready for sales. So she works one-on-one with clients, but more so she works a lot with the bigger agencies and she's helping them to maximize their sales for their clients. I want to turn my attention now to a beautiful soul, Stuart. He is a vet who runs an equine veterinary practice. I had to read that one because I knew I might stuff it up. But basically, he works in a huge local area. He's the main source and resource in our area for people to come and bring their horses that might need a little bit of attention and veterinary love. I'm going to talk about Claire, who was a dancer herself and now is the owner of multiple dance studios. So she is young, she is dynamic, and she's incredible. And the community that she's built and the way that she's leveraged her own personal brand, I just love watching what she does. Let's have a chat about Tanya, because Tanya has really inserted herself into the retirement community. She is an advocate for people who are in retirement or transitioning into retirement. And she's even producing a publication, a quarterly publication, where she helps people to find the solutions and create the networks that they need to make that transition into retirement and later life living. Now, Trina, she's a beautiful PR consultant. So she works mostly with local businesses to really help them to get the kind of press attention that they need and help them to also boost to their personal brand profiles. So it's a good marriage when we work with these sorts of people because, yeah, it's a win-win because their clients will probably become our clients too. And the last person I wanted to mention is Lisa, who owns a boutique firm. It's a law firm and they specialize in employment and workplace relations law. Now, I have just shared with you 50 amazing different people that come from all different walks of life. There is no consistency really there between all of those different businesses, right? And that was just a selection. When I built this list, I actually got to about 80 and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to come back and cull it. So what I wanted to just showcase to you is that, you know, as much as celebrating my own clients, which is what I always want to do, it's my MO to rise people up and to rise people's platforms. But what I really wanted to show you is the diversity that exists for us as personal brand photographers. There is so many different types of people that need what we can do. And I think a lot of the time we can kind of get into a limited space where we think that, you know, in tough times or in bad economies that people, you know, that people would disappear and that there's no money for small businesses to spend. There are still a lot of successful businesses that are operating and even doing better in these economies. And so I wanted kind of like use this opportunity to not only celebrate my 50th episode, but also to maybe open your mind to the possibilities that are probably sitting around you right now. Now, if you've liked this episode and you want to connect with me, please feel free to reach out on Instagram. You can find me at Paula Brennan. I love to hear from you. I love getting your feedback. I love getting your ideas on what I can do and ideas maybe for different episodes that you might like to hear from me. If you've got any questions and I can answer them on the podcast, more than happy to. So if you want to connect with me on Instagram, and if you haven't already, can I ask you to like and review this episode, because it's really going to help other people to be able to find it. So my friend, thank you for joining me for my 50th episode, and I'll look forward to catching you next time.
I'll still do goodbye.
We can take my Lambo. I'll put on a tight show.